Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Parts the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crowd.
The show is wildly popular.
Live from the Crab Diving Studios in Koreatown, Los Angeles, USA. It's Crab Nation with your hosts, Patrick Voss, Ryan Pfeiffer.
At you on the VOC Nation worldwide on the VOCNation.com. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to be coming at you, hurling at you out on the internet
sphere, yes.
For the next couple hours, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific time, 3 to 5 p.m. if you be listening to us out on the Eastern Type Coast.
What up?
What's up, America? My name is Patrick Vile.
Hey, I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. What's going on?
And welcome to the show, everybody.
I'm excited.
A little bit of Ray Stevens.
Oh, yes.
Ray Stevens. I thought, you know, when I saw it was the Cannonball Run.
Right.
An excellent choice, by the way.
Thank you so much.
For today's opening song by Ray Stevens. Then I thought, God, Ray Stevens isn't the guy that he kind of did. I remember those infomercials for his albums.
Oh, yes.
And he... like, he had songs like Too Drunk to Fish, Would Jesus Wear a Rolex,
oh my God,
Mississippi Squirrel Revival.
Yeah, man, he did funny country songs.
He did The Streak. Do
yeah.
you remember that?
That's his most famous one.
Oh, yes,
one.
They call it The Streak.
Woo! Yeah, yeah.
Look at that. It was about, you know, when streaking, I don't, for some inexplicable reason, was...
That must have been like a real, like a great racket to be a part of, selling records over the television. Through commercials. People must have made a shitload of money off that.
Yeah.
That you was all over the place.
Not so much.
Yeah, congratulations, music industry and entertainment industry. You've reduced your product to something that...
Well, the internet reduced their product.
Some fucking 12-year-old.
I don't think they... had much say in the technology. I think they would prefer to be selling millions of albums and CDs and shit. No.
You don't think that's,
who buys CDs anymore?
You don't think that's the biggest fuck up in history, though? Not getting ahead of something like that? Like, if your job's music, not thinking about how am I going to deal with the fact that whatever I create will be essentially free?
Right. Well, the artists are going – it's more live performing now.
Yeah.
I mean, they make their money touring. I mean, they did before, too, but I think that's
how Bieber his dollars, right?
Yeah,
Bieber. He makes lots of money.
Bieber may have some problems.
Oh, my God.
He may be going to
jail.
I'm an artist, and I should be taken seriously.
I've heard they're going to seek the death penalty for this latest infringement.
Really?
Yes. They're going to hang him.
He might go to jail, though. They're looking into it here because he's on probation here for lobbing those eggs at his neighbor.
It's so sad. I feel like people in jail are probably suffering enough. Oh, great. And now we have Justin Bieber.
Well, true. Right.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know, maybe he'll be prevented from coming to the country or and something like that.
Wow, that's exciting, don't you think?
Maybe, I don't know.
No more Bieber?
Poor Bieber.
Right.
We do have, ladies and gentlemen. Joan Rivers still alive.
Oh, my God.
Joan Rivers.
Thank you for checking.
I guess this is good news, but it seems to be oddly without a lot of details.
Right.
They say that she has been moved out of intensive care into a private room.
Nice.
ABC News, I'm reading from on abcnews.com. They say that she is out of intensive care, into a private room, being kept comfortable. They say that she is still on life support, though. I don't know.
Is she bitchy? Is she still bitchy?
I don't even think she's conscious. I think they say she's remaining sedated.
No, that's horrible.
Unconscious and sedated under close observation.
Miracle of the human body, guys. Give it up to the big JC.
So everyone's keeping their fingers crossed.
Right. Well, except Joan. She
I
can't
know,
do that.
From experience, my mother had a heart attack and was in a coma for 6 days or something like that and woke up, I mean, fine.
Yeah.
Other than the heart attack deal. But, I mean, she suffered no physical or cognitive impairment from being in that coma for a while.
Wow.
And they kept her there. I mean, there was for a while they put her into the coma to let her body to try to heal itself for a little bit.
You know, it makes me think of Star Trek IV, and something happens to one of the crew when James T. Kirk and company, they travel back in time to secure a whale so this big, gigantic spaceship doesn't nuke Earth
or in one of the even-numbered good Star Treks?
I don't know if this one could – is this a good Star Trek, Star Trek 4? What was it called? Search for the fucking whale?
The whales is a great one.
Free Willy?
That's a good one.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. What's my fucking point? Oh, yeah. So something happens when they're back in present-day Earth. And Bones, you know, the doctor.
Yes.
Played by Hugh. Who played him?
DeForest Kelly.
Not with us any longer.
No longer on this planet.
He was complaining that he didn't want his body left up to the science of 20th century medicine.
Right.
Bitching about it. He's like, someone get a tricorder, please.
Well, there's that scene where he walked by a woman. They were in a hospital, and he said, "What's your problem?" She goes, "I'm on dialysis." And
dialysis. What the fuck?
Barbarians. I think he said something about barbarians. He like gives her a pill.
Right.
He gives her one pill, and she's cured.
Right.
They show a scene a few minutes later where she's off dialysis.
Isn't Guatemala supposed to have better health care than we do? Didn't I read that somewhere in some little magazine?
Guatemala.
Yeah. You told me that. They have a better health care.
I don't know.
Am I out of my mind?
Remember.
Well, fuck it.
I don't remember. I mean, we're the only country in the world of the top, quote, civilized nations that doesn't have universal health care of some sort. It doesn't guarantee health care for people in some capacity.
Oh, okay.
Just a great, wonderful
good for us
for here in America.
Why does this show just make me pissed off about the U.S. sometimes? I got to get over that.
Well, and that just shows you how the the zero government people are I mean, obviously it ain't working.
What do you mean the zero government people?
Well, they say that
the libertarians,
you know, well, we shouldn't have insurance. We shouldn't pay welfare. There shouldn't be welfare.
Right.
You shouldn't take my money to give it to somebody if I don't want to. Obviously, it ain't working because we got people that don't have health care, that don't have access to health care.
Bleed out on the sidewalk
you know,
philosophy.
Or, yeah, homeless people.
Yeah.
Obviously, it ain't working.
Right.
So
I walked through MacArthur Park yesterday on the way to my gym.
MacArthur Park here in Los Angeles, California, where from where we hurl at you, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern.
It's a shitty area. We're not actually in – we're close to MacArthur Park, but that is just a shitty area. And it's like some of the only green space in this city,
right,
that park, where you can just hang out. And it's as if the city has relegated every homeless person to that area. And it's got to be by fucking design. You can't tell me, like – I don't walk through West Hollywood.
I was going to say, yeah, you think Beverly Hills, some of those green spaces – that green space where that bathroom was that George Michael got caught trying to jerk some guy off.
Oh, really? Was that in L.A.?
It was in Beverly Hills, wasn't it?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was one of those green spaces in Beverly Hills. I thought it was
right.
One of those green space
God.
Toilets in Beverly Hills.
Oh, right. Great. Great. Thanks, George Michael. We get one piece of green space in Beverly Hills, and you've got to treat it like your own personal glory hole.
Yeah, you've tried it.
Thank you so much.
Turn it into a white space.
This is a good one.
Thanks.
White space.
Be here all the week. Give us a call if you like on the telephone machine, 855-862-7234, 855-VOC-RADIO. That is a toll fucking free number.
Yay.
Brought to us courtesy of NetCarrier. Take your business to the uncloud. Save shit tons of money. Go to netcarrier.com for the details on how they're in to save shit
right.
tons of money.
They will
your,
protect your nude pictures
your
in the uncloud. They will. This bullshit wouldn't have happened had you stored your shit in the
absolutely
cloud. Am
true.
I right?
And absolutely true. And also, speaking of that bullshit, did you see how the descent of victim blamers have come out from slithering
no.
from under their slimy little sad
oh,
little rock?
This is what you get if you take a dirty picture,
right.
kind of
oh, yeah.
bullshit.
Well, you know, all over. Guess what station?
The EIB network or
yeah,
the Blaze,
the FOX network.
Oh, so news.
Which probably after the break, our first break, we're going to not only are we excited that later in the show, joining us live here in person, in the flesh.
Oh shit!
In humanness. Is
he's not sending his robot double.
He's not going to send his robot double. He's not going to FaceTime us. He's not going to astrally project himself.
Oh, really?
He's actually going to fucking be here.
Right.
Brent Paris, a very funny comedian.
We do not astrally project in the studio without laying down plastic first.
That's right.
That's a rule.
We were talking about
George Michael getting a blowjob somewhere in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I had a point, and it went. Oh, Fox! I was teasing the later part of the show.
Let me ask you something.
Slipping the tip in.
Oh, nice. Do you think?
Saying, no more for you until
right.
later. When you deserve it.
Wow. You think George Michael's buddy was in the bathroom with him when he got the blowjob? Were they together?
I thought they
always hang out?
I thought a cop was the buddy. I thought that
oh,
was
really?
The deal. Wasn't it one of those?
I don't know. A guy.
Obviously, there's really not a lot of crime going on in Beverly Hills that they have to put undercover cops in the bathroom trying to solicit hand jobs.
You know, man, I can't even imagine, like, a public bathroom at a park. I mean, that is the last
gross.
Fucking – it's the last resort. I don't give a shit.
I don't even want to piss
no!
in those bathrooms.
No.
Those bathrooms.
It's all horrible. I can't believe – like, George Michael, I mean, I don't know. Wham had a pretty good run. I mean, they had that one really good album and
right.
sold lots of singles. I don't know what his lifestyle's like. It seems like he could sort of figure out a lot of
boundaries.
Yeah, but couldn't he figure out a way to get a blowjob not?
I'm not sure.
In a horrible public fucking toilet,
but
dude.
But isn't that part of it? Isn't that part of that fetish,
oh,
the
shit.
Excitement of maybe getting caught?
E. coli, all the kind of
well,
shit you can
I,
pick
I,
up in the fucking bathroom.
That's another side of it, too, but
you think he likes the grittiness of it?
Well, yeah.
Oh,
well,
God.
Not that gritty. It was Beverly Hills toilet.
Dude, I guarantee.
He didn't hit the Greyhound station downtown.
Oh, yes.
Nothing. That I'm alleging.
I mean, I'm just saying the one public bathroom in Beverly Hills is most definitely a shithole. It's in a city. It has to be gross.
But in comparison to
A
public restroom, say in Watts.
Right. Okay.
Is there true. Is there green space in Watts?
I'm just saying that it's weird that the guy chose a public restroom to get a blowjob in. And I will – we can go check it out for ourselves, but I'll bet you $1 billion that a fucking public restroom in Beverly Hills is fucking disgusting and gross as shit.
Maybe.
No. I bet you
– not if there's A-listers going there for hand jobs.
Hey.
They may phone it in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Could you guys scrape the jizz off of the wall?
Jed Clampett, give us a call, 855-862-7234. Let us know the state of the Beverly Hills public restroom.
Right.
I'm sure it's – God, there's no way it's –
we need someone to do a live remote from – if anyone's in the Beverly Hills area, stop by at one of the public restrooms and give us a live
Twitter remote. Twitter us some pictures, too, at Crab Diving.
That's right. You can also Instagram. take a look at our Instagram, at Crab Diving, and we're all over the fucking internet.
Yes.
Tweet us during the show.
Yay.
If you like, if you're shy, if you don't want to talk to us, but you still want to get your point across in – under 140 characters. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving. One word.
We would love that.
Like a crab with a snorkel or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
If you have trouble remembering the name.
It's how crabs have to breathe now after the BP Gulf oil spill.
And other horrific things that we do.
Right.
To the ocean, like giant floating islands of plastic, right?
Oh, yeah. Size of Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, woo! Don't mess with fucking Texas. Go ahead.
We were just talking about pollution. See, stories like that piss me off. Like, people get up my ass about not wasting water in my grocery bags. When you think about corporations what they're doing to the fucking government, like, and they're worried about how I'm polluting?
They are the government.
Fuck you. You know what I mean?
Corporations are the government.
You know, I remember
during
the BP Gulf spill, I had to spend $700 to get my car so it would pass emissions in this fucking shithole of a city. And I'm looking at CNN. I'm watching a company just coat the Gulf Coast with oil. I'm like, yeah, let me get my exhaust under control.
Right. And families are running out of water. Meanwhile, Nestle is suckling at the teat of the aquifer.
Yummy.
Because you got to get that, Arrowhead spring water or whatever
their
water is out. You got to make money on that water. It's not a commodity.
Right.
I thought it was not that long ago that CEO of Nestle got in trouble because he wrote an opinion or said something somewhere, essentially hinting that he doesn't think that the privatization of water would be that bad of an idea.
Oh, no, it's a great idea if you own a fucking aquifer.
Well, right, if you're the rich people. I think we should just privatize water because then we can own it and fuck the poor.
Hey, man.
Then we'll let it trickle down.
I tell you what, Nestle, if I was in charge, I'd get that National Guard together and find out where these fucking aquifers are and just occupy them. I mean, really, at what point do we like, do we need to make water and air a fucking business? There's that asshole in China selling jars of fucking air, man.
I think there are things that we can all agree have been put here on the earth that belong to everybody, not whoever is the biggest and has the biggest fucking wallet.
Right.
Or whoever can
decide
that they have the biggest gun, therefore
theirs. Yeah. Then we're in like Thunderdome territory, you know what I mean? And I've never even seen an aquifer. How big is an aquifer? What are we talking about?
Underwater
right.
lakes. They're huge. I mean, millions of gallons and shit.
God damn. How can you own that shit?
Well, right.
I don't mean to sound like, you know, that one Cherokee Indian with the tear running down his fucking cheek.
Right.
Fuck off. But, you know, how do you own that?
And that commercial... 30, 40 years old, probably 40 years old, 70s?
Right.
60s, 70s, that famous commercial? Applicable today. Because
everything's fine now.
Wasn't that a anti-pollution commercial? Right?
Absolutely,
dude. He's looking out over the shitty landscape of filth and trash and smog.
Yeah.
And white people.
Oh, God. I have bad news for that Cherokee guy. There's even more white people now. I mean, there's so many white people doing all kinds of white people things. You're fucked, Mr. Cherokee.
Speaking of, we got a couple clips coming up after our first break. I was jonesing, or I guess I was becking.
what?
Jonesing for Beck.
Oh, really?
For Glenn Beck.
Oh, I thought you were like Beck, the musician.
No, the other fun Beck.
Right.
And we haven't played any clips of Glenn Beck.
I took the blows.
In a long, long time, I do have a little bit of Glenn from his radio.
Oh, yeah.
His radio program. We'll play that clip after the break. Also,
yes.
You know him. You love him. You can't live without him.
Oh, my God.
That I am sexually attracted to males.
Brian Fisher.
Yay. I hate this guy.
Not sexually attracted to males.
Yeah, right.
But
what male would want you? What female would want you, you big? You know what he is? He's a big tub of gelatinous sheep goop.
Right.
Sheep goop.
Brian Fisher clip. It made me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Out loud, a true LOL.
I saw you over here laughing with your headphones
on.
Sometimes. Like, what's so funny over there?
It's very difficult.
Keep it down. I'm trying to do a fucking spreadsheet.
I
hate my computer, by the way. Right. I hate it so much. I want to beat the fuck out of it. Well, Gateway, suck a dick. Nobody likes you.
Your computer is like somebody who spent a month down in Tijuana.
Oh, right.
Because I think it's a little viride up.
I can't do anything on it. It's fucking my whole life up.
If we head over. Speaking of being fucked up, we can head over to the breaking news and see what the headlines are. Let's see what is out on the internetosphere. In the we've got the Drudge Report, where our friends from the right,
yay,
some of our crazier friends from the right like to hang out in their lair of stupidity and craziness.
Yummy.
And then we have the Huffington Post.
Hello.
Where our type of crazy people like to hang out.
Can I have a latte, please?
In their craziness.
Can I be a big, gigantic pain in the ass and get a gluten-free fucking muffin and a latte?
The headline on the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Fabulous!
Is a picture of our good friend and frequent subject here.
Yes.
On Crab Nation, Uncle Nipples.
Hello.
Vladimir Putin.
Uncle Nipples.
Like to ride around on a horse with wearing no shirt. Neither he nor the horse has a shirt.
It'd be funny. See a horse in like a little dog sweater type thing.
Yeah.
Who would do that? How do you get a horse to put that fucking on, man?
You put all that shit on horses, right? You know, those drapes and stuff.
I tried
horses.
To dress your dog in a Halloween costume one year, and she wanted nothing to fucking do
statue.
With it. She just stands there.
Statue.
Looks at you with these eyes like, what the fuck are you doing?
What have you done to me?
She's got a good point. This is stupid.
Right.
Those dogs downstairs, those poor little
crypt keepers.
Oh, they're so old. What are they? What are they? What
Yorkshire
kind of dogs?
Terriers.
Oh, they none of them have hair. They've never been fixed.
They're very, very old.
They have gigantic balls the size of fucking limes.
To their detriment,
It's not good. That one little dog was down there when I took Kate out. Oh, God. I tried to pet him, but I couldn't find a place where he didn't have, like, a store. It's so sad. And then the other one, she told me, she had the other one's, like, on death's door in the fucking living room. And I'm like, oh, my God, these dogs are – but they're always in sweaters. They're always in sweaters. That's my point.
And matching.
Ah, yeah.
Sweaters. She always ensures that they are color coordinated.
Absolutely. Why not?
Speaking of coordinated –
yes.
Picture of Vladimir Putin wearing a suit.
Hola.
Waving, it says, and the headline is, Putin's peace plan.
Oh.
Putin's peace plan. Very alliterative.
Oh, I love it.
The headline actually over on the dummy report.
The Drudge.
Is American military drills in Ukraine.
The Ukraine.
So both of the crazy media that we look at seem to think that Ukraine is the number one story right now. What's going on in Ukraine? Uncle Nipples, did you hear what he did? He came out and said that, was it yesterday? He said, well, maybe we should have peace talks. But then somebody mentioned to him, we're not in there, remember?
No.
Like he's like, well, we should have peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. And then somebody was like, psst,
we don't need
those. Not us. Oh, right. I mean, there should be peace talks between
Seems like an easy plan would be for him to stop bombing and attacking that country. That might be the easiest way to achieve peace. I don't know.
Meanwhile, he brought out the N-word.
No.
A couple of days ago.
No, he did not.
Not that N-word.
Oh, what is that?
Nuclear.
Oh, nuclear.
At one point,
fuck him.
Somewhere over the weekend, sphincters slammed shut.
Yummy.
Worldwide. Because he used a word nobody's used in a long time, but I think he said something like, everyone should remember that that Russia is a nuclear power.
We do, dude. We remember that. I'm sure there's no one in our country's, like, I don't know, Defense Department that forgets for one second that you lunatic running around without a shirt have a shitload of nuclear weapons somewhere.
Right.
You don't. Do you think he knows where they all are?
Well, not personally, but no, I don't think.
I'm serious. I'm not trying to fuck around. I bet Russia, they don't know where their shit is.
I don't think they know where their shit is. Because when the Soviet Union broke up, I thought that was one of the deals, was that, you know, some shit kind of spun off and they were like, they weren't the best at keeping records in the first place. And then when you run around trying to burn records, because you don't want nobody knowing the shit you did.
Right.
Maybe some here's the map of where our nukes is. Map might have gotten burned with the here's the hookers I fucked map.
Right, right. So funny. I mean, they're probably buried. You know where they are? They're probably in public storage. Honestly, they're probably in a storage facility. A bunch of nuclear fucking weapons. Why not?
They're in Vladivostok or something.
I mean, it's in Russia. It to me, it seems like as long as it's locked, that's the best they can probably do.
Well, right, yeah.
I mean,
they've been going around. I thought they were having some success with chasing. There was a couple of organizations that were chasing that shit down.
Oh, really? Just trying to figure out where the fuck it is?
Yeah, I thought Rachel Maddow, commie pinko liberal, that she is.
Oh, what a liberal.
She did a piece about that group that goes around finding these loose nukes and gets rid of them.
Loose nukes. That's the name of my metal
band.
Get
the handle on them,
yeah.
So over on the Huffington Post talking about what Uncle Nipples, I guess his peace plan that he allegedly has, says a day before a NATO summit, you know, NATO's getting together.
Right.
The North Atlantic Treaty.
That's always a good time.
Organization.
What?
I forgot what NATO stands
for. North Atlantic Treaty Organization,
yeah,
maybe.
So.
When they get together, they order
pizza?
Well,
they're talking about,
what do they do?
They're saying, you know, if Ukraine wants to join NATO, the door's open. And if Ukraine joins NATO, then there might be NATO troops saying hello to those non-Russian troops.
Yes.
Vlad today issued his own peace plan for the eastern Ukraine.
Awesome.
He's calling on the Russian-backed, alleged, insurgents there to stop advancing. Stop advancing.
Yeah, we are not interested.
Stop surging forward like my nipples in the wind. he's urging Ukraine also to withdraw its troops from the region.
But that's their country, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
They're not doing anything.
I mean, it's going to be psych.
Look, right. And then
I have nothing. There are no Russian troops in there.
And then they're going to remove their troops.
Well, right. They back out and they're like, thank you.
Is the Ukraine military, is it kind of a joke compared to Russia's? Or what are we talking about? I wonder.
Hours earlier, Ukraine had issued a vague statement about agreeing with Putin on possible steps for a ceasefire, but the separatists allegedly rejected the move, saying that they're not going to accept any kind of ceasefire until the Ukrainians pull out a little bit.
Pull out just a little bit, please.
Right.
I need you guys.
A little too hard.
Right. What a mess. We're going to end up just blowing everybody up. Fuck it. I don't know what to do.
And then Moscow says, well, wait a minute, we can't agree to a ceasefire.
Because we're not firing.
Because we're not party to the conflict. So Russia says, we should have a ceasefire. And then they say, well, maybe. And then Russia says, well, wait a minute, we can't have a ceasefire anyway because, wait, we're not part of it.
Don't you feel like on some level you just have to say, listen, Russia, we know you're in there. No, nobody will be mad at you. Just admit that you're there. Then we can figure this shit out. We can pretend like it never fucking happened.
It shows how scary not having free media is, because in Russia, Uncle Nipples has – they think that the juice from his nipples cures AIDS and
right.
cancer.
Oh,
and,
it does.
I mean, he's got like such an amazingly high,
you know, at
approval level in Russia. That
yes.
he, but he controls the media.
You
so
know,
he's
Jamba Juice
everyone.
In Moscow, you can get that as an extra shot in your smoothie. Nipple juice.
You get the Putin.
Putin.
The Putin jolt.
The Putin press.
but yeah, it's crazy that there in Russia, the people just don't. The people think, oh well, these are brave Russians who are being attacked by the horrific, evil West.
Right. And it's not the case.
Ooh, no, not really. So Obama, meanwhile, Barack Hussein.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Obama.
God, I got his name mixed up yesterday with
Osama.
Yeah, I hate that. God, I'm sorry, President. It's not my fault. I'm an idiot. You know?
The president, meanwhile, was in, I think it was Estonia today.
Hola.
Basically telling them, don't worry, we got your back. Because, you know, they're right next door. And they got the same deal. They've got they used to be part of the Soviet Union, and they've got parts that are closer to Russia where people speak Russian and may
yes.
associate themselves with Russia a little more.
Obama was in Estonia?
And then –
that's horrible.
Yes.
Who would want to go there?
Yes.
That's the worst thing about being president is going to shitholes, I would imagine.
He went to assure the NATO allies who were worried that Uncle Nipples – we'll be nippling in on them next.
Why doesn't he just stop and just stop doing what he's doing and go about his fucking
because
business?
Because he can. He basically gets away with it. It's got to get to the point where these fuckers, these rich billion gazillionaire motherfuckers are starting to get hurt too. And you heard, what was Exxon? Didn't Exxon say, oh, well, you know, this deal that we're going through isn't part of with
the sanctions,
Gazprom or whatever with Russia. And that's not part of the sanctions because we were talking about this deal before the sanctions started. So therefore, this isn't a new deal.
Wow, wait,
we only think the new deals count.
Way to stand with the cause, Exxon.
Right. Plus, I mean, the shit that's going to it's going to hurt in Europe. I mean, some of the economies of Europe are going to hurt a little bit because they're so entwined with Uncle Nipple's nipple hair.
Right.
And
I don't think he has any nipple hair. Whenever I see him, it looks like he's freshly waxed.
It's just going to take their economy is already hurting. Obama was talking about that today and how the ruble is a piece of shit now compared to other is at a record low, I think, and just their economy is really starting to hurt. So once it gets to that point where the people start hurting, then hopefully maybe these elections won't go.
Do you think there'll be a coup in Russia?
I don't know.
If they get poor enough and hungry enough?
Hoping they get rid of Uncle Nipples.
Man.
It's hard with that internet out there now, and you know, it's hard to keep information from the peeps.
Is it if you live in Russia, can you access the internet just like we do? Can I go on Twitter and, you know, or is there some kind of block?
I think there are blocks and filters, but having said that, I think you can also get to a lot of different sites. I mean, I don't know what Russia filters out.
Yes,
I don't know.
Do they? I wonder if the people that hacked into Jennifer Lawrence's secret photos, private photos, were they American or were they a foreign
bunch of
hackers?
Those guys are going to be in more trouble. And plus, a lot of these websites who were like, well, fuck it. Okay, hey, take a look at Jennifer Lawrence's titties.
Right.
Just reposting the pictures.
They're in trouble?
On websites. Well, they may be in trouble for some of the pictures because now it's come out that maybe a few of these celebrities were under the age of 18.
Uh-oh.
When their titties and little muffs of heaven were taken. Their pictures
of heaven.
They were photographed.
Right.
And one was Michaela, the –
who the fuck is that?
Her last name. The gymnast.
Oh, yes.
Who she's most famous for – she got a medal.
Oh, right.
But she came in second or third and was – decidedly unhappy with the
result.
Could
you imagine?
So she made an ugly stink face on the pedestal.
That happens, and now this?
Right. And
God.
Now her titties are out there. But she says that that picture was taken of her before she was 18. So any of these idiots who might have reposted the Michaela titty pictures, it's child porn now.
Oh, God.
So they say websites are scrambling to delete that shit.
I got to tell you, man, I mean, that's the best thing about being rich and famous. If something bad happens to you, there's recourse. Someone will do something. Because I'm sure this happens all the time, and people who aren't fucking famous and have no power, people are like, go fuck yourself. You think the FBI is looking into Joe Schmo's dick pic getting pirated and posted on some fucking Yahoo discussion group?
Shit.
Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody cares.
It's only because these fucking people are one percenters. It's the only reason people give a shit. I mean, I'm sorry it happened to them, but at the same point, I'm like, I don't know. Fucking walk it off. I don't know what to tell you.
At the same point, you don't.
You're famous. Rich.
The headline over at the Drudge Report is American military drills in Ukraine, which links to a Reuters story that says that apparently we have 1,000 troops over there.
Oh, shit, that's it?
That may be mixed in with some NATO forces that have been doing exercises, quote, in that area.
Oh, man.
At this moment, they're still planning for some exercises to go ahead. We'll see what happens.
Oh, God.
World War fucking III.
Oh. It happening in a place where a lot of people don't – who knows where the fuck Ukraine is? I know basically where it is, but I couldn't find it without a map.
And then, you know, all the shit that's going on with ISIS too. You've got those little details.
Oh, ISIS?
ISIS.
Did you say ISIS?
ISIS.
Oh, lovely.
Or ISIL.
ISIL.
Or the Islamic State.
Right.
Whatever the hell you want to call them. They're continuing their shenanigans in over in the Mideast. And, of course, the right is – Obama kind of fucked up, I think, when he said that, well, we don't have a plan or we don't have a strategy or something. I think his wording was poor. But then now the right, that's all they're jumping on is, well, look at him. He's got no plan. You got no plan. You don't tell the enemy you got no plan. I'm sure there's a bunch of plans.
There's shitloads of plans.
Right.
He's got a whole file of plans.
And right now they're trying to talk to people.
No.
But
pussy.
Well, yeah. You've got that idiot. I pulled the clip, but it really wasn't. Surprisingly, it wasn't as great as I had hoped. Michelle Bachmann. Was on Glenn Beck's show.
Oh, God. Wow.
Live and in person. And she basically says she has the solution to the entire Mideast crisis.
Beck's a big Bachmann fan.
Defeat them. All you got to do is just go over there and defeat them.
I agree with her. I couldn't agree with her more.
She starts out with that, we got the biggest military in the world. The biggest and strongest and most powerful military ever on the face of the planet.
And so, you know, all the little right-wing boners are forming there. Yeah, we're the biggest, baddest.
Didn't we just try that?
Didn't we bomb Iraq into the fucking shock and awe Stone Age?
Well,
this is what we got.
And this ain't the 40s where, you know, you just carpet bomb the shit out of people. They hide amongst the civilian population.
Yes.
And then, well, then they'd probably say, well, fuck the civilians.
Absolutely. Fuck them.
Her solution. It's that easy to Michelle fucking Bachmann. Well, all we got to go is just go defeat them.
How can
the president has no plan.
How can the right wing say we don't have a plan? Think about Bush's plan. Think about Bush's plan for Iraq. There was no plan.
Shock and awe. Shock it out.
I'm sure
mission
Barack
fucking accomplished.
Obama has a motherfucking plan to deal
don't
with.
Don't mess with Texas.
Oh.
Mission fucking accomplished.
We wish we never had to have ever or in the future have to mess with Texas. It's not good. Got a bunch of people
nice
over
people.
There. Hey, you want to come to Texas? We'll teach you why the world's flat.
There's some nice areas of Texas.
Austin.
There's some nice areas of Texas. Yeah. I don't even mean from a political standpoint. I just mean like physically. Like,
it's hot as
there's
shit.
There's a lot of nothing in Texas. There's a lot of dry, flat, scrubby nothing in Texas.
You know what's in Texas? My youngest brother's 1996 Pontiac.
Somewhere rotten in Ira-Ann.
Ira-Ann,
Texas.
Worst place
on
the planet.
It's Iran with two A's.
Yes.
But wasn't it named after the husband and wife that founded the town, Ira and Ann?
No, I don't. Yeah.
Iran.
Oh, God.
Iran.
Horrible place. I mean, at one point, the mechanic was like, we could fix your car, but it's going to take 2 weeks to get the parts in. And my brother was like, can we stay here 2 weeks? I was like, fuck no!
Didn't my favorite part of that story is where the guy looks at you and says, you're going to maybe have to start thinking about how you're getting out of here.
There's no cell service. Yes.
Yeah.
There is no cell service.
I remember getting emails, the first email late one night.
Oh, like, God. It's the worst place on the planet.
Trapped in the middle of Texas.
Get me the fuck.
No cell service.
Out of here.
No Wi-Fi, right? Except.
You have to plug into your hotel room. The hotel room was like $100 a night. It was a total shithole. I mean, there's no other hotel in, so guess what? It's $100 a night, asshole.
God. When we come back, we're going to take our first break here on Crab Nation on Hump Day.
Oh, that's
Thanks
right.
Thanks for joining us. We're here till 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast. Tweet us if you like.
Hola.
Tweet us your questions, your topics, your complaints.
Yes.
Et cetera.
Your nude pics. Just kidding.
Your curses. Make sure you're 18 plus.
Right.
And that's at Crab Diving. And give us a call if you like, 855-862-7234, 855-VOC-RADIO. If you
Yay.
Want to fucking spell it the motherfucking out. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes here. I got some clips. We
oh,
got
really?
Glenn Beck.
Oh, perfect.
We got Brian Fisher.
Yummy.
I also got some stories about the Fox News.
Stupid people.
Because you could just watch Fox News all day.
I have relatives that fucking do that.
I would watch Fox News like from a Jane Goodall kind of a standpoint.
You'd
like
have
I'm
a heart
standing
attack.
Away watching. I'm
yeah.
standing on the other side watching.
Do you think there's dirty pictures of Megyn Kelly floating around out there?
I don't know.
Just wondering.
She's on the iCloud.
Oh, is she?
Maybe Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Right.
Who is one of the stories. She has opinions.
Is she in the news today?
She has opinions on the Mideast.
Wait. Oh, perfect.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck,
right? What she wrote
is being given a national forum.
We're
to express her opinions.
The U.S. is like a fucking high school. It really is. We're giving the prom queen and king platforms to talk.
Right?
She's hot. That's it, right?
She
That's
was on Survivor.
All her ears to it.
She was a game show / reality contestant
that is really, really good looking. Do you think if Elizabeth Hasselbeck was 350 pounds and had like one eye in the middle of her forehead, she would have had the success that she's afforded?
Not on Fox.
No. Not on Fox.
Not
no
on
fucking
Fox.
Way.
We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away. Take a hit. Take a shit. Whatever your own form of fun is
right.
That lasts 3 minutes.
Pray to your sky god.
We'll be back in a couple. Don't go away. More Crab Nation after the break.
Yay.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast in the business making towns. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday, right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The voice of choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event? Maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StorageHive helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StorageHive can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StorageHive.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer.
And we are back live here on Crab Nation Hump Day on the VOCNation.com worldwide. That's right. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. We got all kinds of shit going on, all kinds of convos going on Facebook. The occasional right-wing nut job who decides to lay one of their little turds on the page occasionally.
It's usually when it's about guns, though.
Yeah, somebody called us said Dems. Like, for, instead of Democrats.
Oh, we're not enlightened.
With the Dems in charge, because the Dems are in charge.
God, it's just been really bad since the Dems have been in charge. Let's see, there's health care. More health care.
Here in California, it's doing really poorly. We have
right.
a surplus. Things are getting done.
Yes.
Shit's getting built.
Right. We're out of Iraq.
Tyranny.
I mean, it's still a shithole over there. I think it has more to do with the Republicans and when they were in charge.
The fact that we were in there in the first place.
Right, yeah.
Might have something to do with that.
I think so.
Follow us on the Twitter. Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word. Maybe we'll respond. Maybe
right.
we won't.
At Brent Paris should be getting here soon.
Imminent. An imminent sighting of Brent Paris coming in for the second half of the show.
What's the plan if he texts me? What do we do? Do we go to break?
We got songs. We got breaks.
We could play
a song
again. Okay. Yeah. Just wondering what the protocol
I can
is.
Go through the top five songs again.
Yes. We need an intern.
It's always a hit.
Oh, yeah.
Top five songs.
I think he knows music, too, so that might be more fun. I don't know anything about music, so I just say everything sucks, which is, I think, accurate. Most songs suck these days.
A lot of them do, yeah. We've got a little bit of Glenn Beck. We haven't – God, it's been so long since we had this. I even forgot that we have this.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Time for a Glenn Beck moment.
That is just amazing. I love the production. I love the whole thing.
Ladies, you
get a Peabody, or what do you get on the radio? Who gives a shit award?
Are there internet radio awards, and why are we not nominated for a few? I mean,
there
what
are.
The fuck?
I think there are. I know there's podcasting awards. I'm sure there's probably an internet
boring
radio award.
Podcasting awards. Oh, look at me. I'm funny.
We're kind of a podcast.
No! We're internet streaming live motherfucking radio.
But then you can download us as a podcast in podcast form after the show. Go
That's
to Stitcher
right.
or podcast.vocnation.com or iTunes or crabdiving.com.
Go fuck yourself.
For all your Crab Nation downloading needs.
Right. Anything you need.
Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
I think this is from his radio show. You know, there's a whole
guy
fucking empire going on there.
He must get up at the crack of dawn and just work his little horn-rimmed glasses to a fucking nub.
That's right. And yeah, that's why he has to change so many times during the day.
Oh, he's sweating profusely.
He's like Diana Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Working hard.
It's probably the only way that he's actually like Diana Ross. They both work hard.
Right. So, Glenn, I think this is from his radio show, not from his TV show or from pre-TV show.
This man's like a quadruple threat.
Whatever he's got going on.
Has he been on Broadway yet?
Not yet.
He will be. There will be a live Glenn Beck Broadway show, and it will be sad.
They're doing movies.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right.
He's there's going to be the Glenn Beck movie studio.
Send him our fucking horror movie script. We got a great horror movie
our
script.
Our titty horror movie script?
I don't care who does it.
He might – I don't know if he'd be in for that.
His money spends just like anybody else's.
Although he leans – slightly more libertarian, and he's also a Mormon, so you know he leans Christian,
right?
But there's still enough of the Christians that look at him sideways, like I don't think he's a real Christian.
I can tell he's got magical underwears on.
Yeah, Jesus didn't say nothing about no golden fucking plates,
right? Or what did Jesus say about having a bunch of wives?
Probably rock on.
He probably didn't give a shit.
Fuck away.
Well,
Jesus would say, be nice to everybody.
Well, we discussed yesterday on the chance that Jesus has never existed. Do you remember that?
Well, I've now seen like three different articles out over the past like month or so of how these historians that are looking more into, I don't know, history.
No, boring.
Oh. There was one article that said five reasons that have been published recently that reasons where they don't support the actual existence of the human.
Oh no.
Yeshua of
Jesus did not exist. Why is that a headline not trending or developing on Drudge?
That
would be big news.
Believe that he was a compilation or
he's an
embellishment that was created afterwards by the early cultists, the Christian cultists.
So Jesus and Muhammad, the same person?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just checking. I'm trying to follow.
I don't think so.
Right.
And then the whole we've talked about this before. When you think about all of them, all the religions, but the whole magic plate thing and the angel Moroni. And
what is
angel
Moroni?
The rocks that you drop in the hat so you can read the magic plates, but then the magic plates, only one other person saw them, but then they disappeared because the angel took them back.
The angel Moroni?
It's a little hard to...
Is that the Mormon
that's
angel?
That's the name of the angel. That,
angel Moroni?
That supposedly took Joseph Smith
out
into the woods. It was like, hey, check out these golden plates, dude.
Moroni! Sounds like somebody has a character on a West Side Story.
Yeah.
Officer Moroni?
I think it was. Don't get your theology from Crab Nation.
Or get it from Crab Nation. It really doesn't make a fucking difference.
Biden on CNN. There's a picture of Joe Biden.
Oh, shit.
With his fist up.
Sleeves rolled.
Warning ISIS militants, quote, we will follow them to the gates of hell.
Oh, shit. ISIS is like, okay, pump the brakes, guys. Joe Biden's after us.
See, here's the thing is, Obama seems to be working on getting a coalition of people together in the Middle East to form a stable, long-term solution.
Perfect.
Where you have like a federalist kind of a state where the Kurds have equal say with the Sunnis in this other part, and they have equal say with the Shiites in this part, and everybody fucking lives together and works together in perfect harmony, kumbaya fucking
Yeah. Why do we want to fall? Why can we have another plan? I mean, I'm glad Joe Biden's all pissed off, and you know. Can we have another plan that's not following ISIS to the gates of hell, please? Can we do something else?
Well, and that's part of it.
I don't want to follow anybody
to hell.
But
that's part of it is that if we can get all of these other people in the region to say, you know what, yeah, part of the reason that these Sunni Shiites, I've got to get them confused.
Shiites.
But part of the reason that one of these factions have been just rolling over to ISIS,
right,
is because they've been getting fucked.
Yummy.
By Iraq.
Ouch. Oh, that hurts.
But the Iraqis
so bad.
That we put in.
You know what?
Iraqi freedom, we're welcomed as liberators.
Iraq said it hurt when we fucked them, by the way.
So, the fact that Obama isn't sending the B-2s over to just carpet bomb the Mideast, maybe it has something to do with more of a long-term solution that doesn't involve us whipping out the big cock of our military just to solve everything.
And it's not going to work. Because didn't we go into Afghanistan looking for Al-Qaeda,
well, yeah,
bombing the fuck out of everyone?
And people tend to frown upon being bombed.
Why?
Civilians tend
oh
to frown
God.
Upon that shit.
What's up with people? Why can't people just relax? Say, listen, for the next couple of days we're going to be carpet bombing your city. If you could just stay indoors and don't be such a pussy, we'd appreciate it. We're trying to kill four fucking members of Al-Qaeda that live in your city. So we're going to, you know, level the whole fucking thing.
So our next president that will probably have to deal with it.
Hillary?
It's looking that way.
Right.
Unless, you know, Louis Gohmert jumps in the race.
Oh, boy.
He might have a shot.
He's going to get four people to vote for him that live in a hovel somewhere in Texas.
Or Steve King, maybe.
Ooh, perfect.
Might run. Bernie Sanders might run.
Ah, that's cool.
He might actually
awesome.
Run. And he knows that he's got no chance. But he wants to keep Hillary honest.
Listen, Hillary voted to go into Iraq.
Yeah, and they're very – the Clintons are you know, these Democrats that are way into Wall Street.
Yeah.
And things like that. Okay, yeah, they've got good sides, but they're not – they're not progressive
no.
icons like Obama was supposed to be.
Right.
But then again, what could he deal with? I mean, look
yeah,
what he
he's got to – you know, listen. It
so,
all sucks. He's got a real shit sandwich – to bite into with this world he finds himself in.
So Glenn Beck.
Whatever.
You want to be a tool in his hands?
The Glenn Beck of the Blaze the realization hit him of who's going to be president in 2016 and how it's going to happen.
Oh.
Here's a strategy on Hillary Clinton. Here's why Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States. You ready?
I know at the end you're going to give us some out here that makes us feel better about the situation, so just tell us.
No. So here it is. So a friend of mine was talking to some Hillary people, and they said, you know, the left, the right is so stupid. They just don't get it. They just don't get it. You guys are going to all be fighting on Benghazi and everything else, and here's what Hillary is going to do. Do you remember when America was good? Do you remember when America, we had jobs and we were building towards a brighter future and things were really happening? Clinton administration.
So Hillary's going to talk about how great things were when her husband was president because they were.
People aren't even going to remember that. I bet there are people old enough to vote who will not know.
Oh, absolutely. A
Bill
lot
Clinton
of people that right.
Who the fuck is Bill
well,
Clinton?
Well, I don't know, Ryan. Listen to what Glenn Beck has to say now.
Clinton administration.
Mm-hmm.
We had it under control. Things were good. They weren't great. We're going to do better. But we're going to replant our flag in the traditional things that you understand. But the traditional things is the Clinton administration. We can talk about Ronald Reagan all we want. Nobody remembers Ronald Reagan. It was too long ago. We remember Ronald Reagan, but the Clinton years are the golden years. And this is what made me say, oh, my gosh, he's going to win.
He's so good.
Oh, my gosh, she's going to win.
So Clinton, did you hear him say Clinton?
Yeah.
The Clinton administration.
So he's got the revelation, which,
yes.
I mean, you have
to Of course she's going to run on her husband's record.
Right.
Why wouldn't she?
Right.
Why didn't Al Gore do that?
Well, and of course.
Oh, that's right. He's stupid.
And of course.
Shitty candidate.
Yeah, because.
I need a massage.
He's a bad candidate.
I need a massage and a towel boy over here, stat. I'm Al Gore. I invented the internet. Suck my dick.
Meanwhile, his wife was running around trying to get records censored.
I know. That's just so fucking, you know, fuck off. Honestly, I hate when the Democrats do that. I hate when we have to capitulate to these fucking assholes. I say, hey, it's not the guns.
Capitulate? That was her cause.
Right.
Because somebody said the F word on a record, and her little snowflake heard the word cunt or something on a record.
I always thought that was just a Democrat's way of – looking at all the like the Christian conservatives out there, here's what we'll give you. We'll give you this. We'll come out against like dirty music.
Right.
I can't believe anybody would really give two shit.
I thought that was really her her thing.
Right.
Here's Glenn finishing up, and then wiping his dick on the drapes, talking about Hillary Clinton.
As she said this to me, I'm listening to my friend Pat. I'm listening to a conversation between me and my friend Pat, where Pat and I both have said in the past, I would so gladly take Bill Clinton right now.
Over.
Don't those years seem simple and good?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They sure do. It's morning in America. Clinton style.
Jeez.
It's morning in America, Clinton style.
Clinton style. I love that. My God.
So he's saying that they're going to use how horrific things are under the giant black shadow of the giant black cock of the Kenyan in chief. Because it's so horrible right now.
You think if Obama listens to our show, he's going to call in and he's going to be like, hey, Pat, just so you know, I mean, it's not giant.
Right.
It's impressive.
Those are stereotypes.
It's not.
I
no
want everyone to know
steal.
Those are stereotypes that we have here in America.
just to be fair, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you my dick. Show you my dick. Oh, by the way, Brent Paris update. He just got off the train and he's making his way to the studio.
Brent Paris hustling. From public transportation to Crab Nation here on his way. We wish him Godspeed or flying spaghetti monster speed.
Cosmic luck to you, whatever. Whatever you say to people that pray.
Glenn Beck.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. I also have – this one is amazing as we wait for Brent Paris to alight.
I am alighting.
We'll start talking about Fox News once we get Brent settled.
We're gonna wait. We're gonna wait on Brent.
But I've got a clip of someone that was on Hannity.
Oh my gosh!
And you know, with everything that's going on in the Mideast right now, and everything,
it's a real shitstorm.
Foreign policy wise,
yes,
it's so complicated. And it's terrorism, there's foreign policy, there's war, there's all this shit going on.
Ebola.
And
oh, wait, that's Africa. Is that in the Middle East, Ebola?
That's in the western part of Africa right now.
Liberia is not part of the Middle East.
And meanwhile, getting worse.
Oh, yes.
Also.
What do you think? It was going to get better over there?
Hashtag breaking news. I don't know. They're awfully cautious, a lot of the shit they're saying, while they're saying – well, you know, we don't really have a handle on this yet.
Dude, my friend is going to Liberia to do clowning shit or something.
What?
I'm not kidding you. Friend of mine, he's a comic. He juggles and does all this shit. He's going to Liberia.
Is that like Clowns Without Borders or something like that?
Absolutely.
Or,
and I was like...
That's awesome.
He wouldn't tell me where he was going. I said... I asked him where he's going. He's nervous.
Juggle bags of blood?
I don't know. I said, are you going to Liberia? And he's like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm a little freaked out. And I'm like, oh, shit. He's got balls. I'm not going to – I mean, I don't know.
Wow.
I'm not going to the Valley for certain shows.
They did have a couple of press conferences. The other day they had the press conference of the doctor, the gentleman from Texas, who had Ebola and survived. And then they had today they had a press conference with the older woman – who was also a healthcare worker, I think. and had the Ebola and survived. So
why didn't she stay in the States to protect the people that are sick over here?
I had to turn it
like
off.
Ann Coulter says.
They were interviewing her and her husband, and her husband started with somebody said, you know, like, well, how do you what were you thinking when you got the news that your wife had Ebola? And he goes, it reminds me of Philippians 4:17.
Oh, shit.
I was reading it that morning, and he went on to, like, quote the Bible and stuff. And that's okay. Whatever you're into.
Yeah.
But, man.
Relax.
That's when you lost me on the press conference.
Yeah. You had me at hello.
You had me at hello.
Name the movie! Name the movie. You had me at hello.
Jerry Maguire.
God damn. Good job.
We've got a caller on the line. Hey, caller. You are on with Crab Nation Hump Day. Who do we have?
No shit.
I'm going
to
put them
back. Is it my dad trying to listen?
347 area code?
I don't know what that is.
We're going to put them back on hold.
It sounds exotic. 347.
Yeah, we're being contacted. Maybe it's some sort of code.
I don't know. Brent Paris is at the gate. Should I go let him in right now?
Brent Paris at the gate. We're going to take a brief little musical interlude here on Crab Nation. When we return, the very funny Mr. Brent Paris, as soon as I find the freaking song. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away, more Crab Nation, after the Cannonball Run theme theme song. Try not to hit you in the eye. Back on Crab Nation Live, Hump Day. Everybody, we're all fucking excited because here, live in studio.
Yay.
Live and in person, fresh from the metro.
Fresh from the metro.
Spat out of the metro, surviving the trip. Mr. Brent Paris.
What's happening, y'all?
How's it going, man? Very, very funny comedian from the Los Angeles area. Not originally.
Not originally, no. Grew up in North Carolina. I've been out here a long time.
North Carolina.
Yeah, I've been out here a long time. Since like 92, but I don't really talk about it.
Oh, anymore. My God, really? Since that long?
Yeah. I just keep the accent. It comes in way handy out here.
Brent, you may have heard, has called the show before. One time with Brian Fisher, you had inside knowledge. Not that inside.
Not that inside.
Not like internal
enough
inside.
I think there was something untoward going on and like whatever. But he's getting out of that shit, though. He's totally getting out of it.
They did. They dropped the...
But I heard there's a new lawsuit now. Somebody else has... Like, it's really recent. Like,
A different guy?
Yeah, and he can't say he wasn't there this time because, like, the records show he was there. So
right, right.
See what happens with this next one. But they're not talking about it as much because I think they got, like, the rug pulled out from under them.
I got – can you get more on mic just to see hair, please, Mr. Parrish?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I need
much.
To lean in more, y'all. That's what they're telling me.
The engineering department.
We need more
in.
Cowbell, more Brent.
No, but I think there's a new lawsuit, so something's going down. Like, but they're not talking about it as much. I don't – because they got the rug jerked out from under them in the last one. They were, like, all over it, and then all of a sudden – they wormed their way out of it.
No shit. Hey, listen, there's nothing better than being rich and famous in this country, especially if you get into some bad
well,
shit.
Well, just rich. Yeah,
oh,
yes,
yes. Yeah,
just fuck
rich. That.
Right. And white.
Oh, yes.
And straight.
Rich helps, too. I mean, look at R. Kelly.
I
love his music. He's one of my favorites.
Right.
Like my guilty pleasure. But like, look at him. He's like,
he fucked like a 12-year-old and piss on girls and shit.
Aaliyah when she was 16. They lied. Like, I mean, it's like, whatever. It's like, don't pretend like you're like a great guy because I know you're not. Just for whatever reason, I find your music hysterical because anybody who can sing pussy that many times in a song and make it like believable, there's something to be said for it in my book.
I mean, if you think about like, what he did, I don't know. I mean, he peed on somebody, but he peed on a kid.
Yeah, but whatever. It's like what they like claim that it was she wasn't, and then they say she was. But it's like
– it wasn't him, right?
And, like, they couldn't 100% prove it was him or something. I don't remember all the particulars, but he wormed his way out of that shit, wormed right out of it. So, but it does help to be rich and white because then you get affluenza.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Get away with anything in the way this country works.
I imagine I don't know. I walk around all day and I manage not to pee on any children. I don't know why.
I'm able to pull that off myself. So
right.
We're doing something right at least.
Hey, we were having a discussion yesterday on the show. What is the difference between North Carolina and South Carolina? And I said not much. Am I wrong?
It depends on what part of North Carolina you're talking about. But most people in North Carolina think everybody in South Carolina are idiots and just backwards, black-jawed yokels. And everybody in South Carolina thinks everybody in North Carolina is sort of like the like back black-jawed yokel. So it's it's just back and forth. But I'm like kind of on the cusp of it because most of my family's from South Carolina. I just happened to grow up in North Carolina, but just right across the border. So I didn't really – anything I did was more in South Carolina, so I kind of sort of almost side with them because North Carolina's gone to shit now anyway, so you might as well move to South Carolina.
Were you a small town or?
Yeah, it was small town. Well, now it's a lot bigger because it was outside of Charlotte. It's called Monroe. But when I was growing up, it was a small town. But now Charlotte's grown so much, it's like kind of like a suburb. So it's like Orange County sort of equivalent, everybody lived there tax reasons and then still works in Charlotte.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of liberals there, a lot of Democrats.
In Charlotte? Not my family.
Somewhere deep in Charlotte.
don't even, like, talk to them about them guns that they love so dearly.
Geez. Oh, yeah.
They're nuts. Well, not all of them. I don't say all of them, but some of them. They like shooting their guns. And, like, my brother's a good old boy. God bless him. Bless his heart.
I think we all have relatives.
Oh, sure, man.
That post a lot of guns.
I got pictures of Ronald Reagan.
I got a friend I grew up with. We went to high school together. And on Facebook, his kids at the gun range or outside somewhere with
little kids.
I mean,
big fucking guns.
Right.
Like that 9-year-old that, dude, Uzi'd the guy.
Yeah. There was a time, and this is a true story. When I was a kid, I was probably about like maybe 10. And my granddaddy Pig took us out to the field because I come from farm folk in South Carolina. Like, my granddaddy had like 14 brothers and sisters, and they all had farms in one area called Draytonville. And he had this big old giant like field that had like soybeans and shit growing in it. And there's two giant trees in the middle of it. They're always full of blackbirds. And so when we were kids, my cousins and everybody would go up there and like pick off birds for like fun. So that was the first time they were taking me. My granddaddy gave me this big old
had to
like,
be the black
rifle.
Ones, right?
Yeah,
It was the black one.
The black bird.
The black bird. But there were a lot of black birds back there. And really, there were two trees full. So I remember he told me to shoot a bird out of this tree on the right. And so I aimed at it. And when I pulled the trigger, it was so fucking powerful. It blew me backwards. I, like, landed on my ass and killed a bird out of the other tree.
Oh, my God.
And he told that story till the day he died. But it's like my mama was so pissed when I got there. Like, my shoulder had a big old bruise on it. It, like, it fucked me up. And my granddaddy thought it was funny. He just laughed when I, like, landed on my ass in the dirt.
That'll learn him.
Gotta learn him. He didn't die, did he?
Yeah.
It's funny. I grew up in Georgia, and we have the same relationship with Alabama. And we're like, everybody in Alabama is a bunch of fucking rednecks. The only thing worth a shit there is fireworks.
It's true, though. They talk slow in Alabama.
No, they do. They talk real fucking slow.
Don't you have to?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I have friends that are from Alabama, and they just talk slow.
I mean, you know, Alabama's one of those states where every once in a while you have to send the National Guard down there and say, listen, idiots, you don't
let
know
the
how
black people go to school.
You don't know how to behave.
Like that.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Alabama's kind of like Mississippi, right? It needs a babysitter, I think.
I think occasionally.
I mean, states' rights necessarily doesn't work so great down there.
Well, thanks for sitting in with us today. Thanks for,
sure,
for hanging out.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
No problem. How was the public transportation experience?
It was good stuff. You know what? This is the part, it's like – there's nothing you can do about it. But the only part that I don't like about it, because it really is convenient, is that when you're coming down and you're coming down your last escalator as the train you want is pulling away, because
no,
then you know it's going to be another 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. But, I mean, it doesn't happen a lot, but it happened on the way here. And I was like, then I was just there and seethe for like 15 minutes. But whatever, I got over it.
And I think if you've been anywhere that has great public transportation, it just angers you.
Oh, yeah.
Even
it
fucking
does,
more
because it's just the gaps are too big. Like,
right.
I get it. It's like, and it's much better than when I first moved out here. So I'll give them that. And I just, luckily, y'all live in, are like located in a place where I can like jump on because I'm in the Hollywood. So that way I can just jump right on. But most people can't do that. So it's.
Yeah, I don't know that.
It
when
works,
I lived on the west side,
more.
I lived in Venice for a while. Which was great, but it was like being in another state.
Oh, you don't leave. You don't leave.
Yeah, and
if you're
nobody
in Venice.
Would like occasionally they'd be like, "Oh, you're in Venice? Oh, well, you know, we'll see
I
you
dated
in a month
that
or
lived
so."
In
yeah.
Venice, and it didn't work out for the simple reason that it was like long distance dating.
Yeah. But if I could like, get a train to Venice,
no, it'd be
from
kick
here,
ass, man.
Even if it took 40 minutes. I'd be okay with that.
Because I'm not having I can just sit there and read or do whatever for 40 minutes.
Drink, get high.
Exactly.
Not
all the
drive.
Fun things.
Right.
And not have to worry about driving. And then nobody has to worry about me driving with drinking and hiding.
Exactly. I can't imagine this
it
town.
It benefits everybody. I don't know why they can't figure it out.
It's the fucking car
they're
business.
Assholes.
Didn't they kill the rail and they killed...
Los Angeles had the best rail system in the whole country. And then the car people
street
convinced
cars,
them...
Street cars, right?
Yeah, street cars. It was like the most massive one in the whole country. And it was like... wonderful. And then the car companies convinced them that freeways were the wave of the future. And then they started building all the freeways and ripping all that stuff out because then it became the car culture. And that's why. But if they had left that stuff intact, we would have one of the best public transportation systems in the world, probably, because they could, like, with technology now based off of like something that was that superior way back then, all they would have to do is like.
Yeah.
Give it half a bit of love, and it would still be more functional than what we got now.
But no, they had to suck big auto dick.
Yeah. Yummy. Perfect.
Like oil dick that we're sucking now.
Oh, wow. Oil dick.
I mean,
that's better
than
car dick.
How many stories do we have in Europe where they're converting to Germany is going to flip to being more renewable energy?
Of course, because
than,
it makes sense.
Right. And Britain, they're encouraging electric cars and shit like that. Not here in America.
Nuh-uh.
Drill, baby, drill.
Drill. We need that gas. We're going to get it any way we can.
And the water with the fucking fracking.
Oh, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life, that fracking nonsense. It's like, okay, you're polluting the water and causing earthquakes. But yet you don't think that there's any problems with this, like, process that y'all have invented that's really new and this shit never happened before.
Right.
Well, you're trying to say it's just like, oh, that it would have happened anyway.
Oklahoma has one earthquake a year.
Now they
start fracking, and they have 100
a day.
A day.
A day?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a
little
day.
Little fucking all over.
Just little trimmers
yeah.
all over.
It's like right. sitting on magic fingers.
Yeah.
That's
and then
some straight up.
Right. Drop a quarter in a cheap hotel.
Hey.
On one of the beds.
All of a sudden, Oklahoma's fucking fun.
You're right. Yeah. Right? It's like the nation's vibrating bed. I
right.
couldn't
oh,
say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's funny.
It's been the nation's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's a better state motto. Oklahoma, the nation's vibrating bed.
Vibrating beds. Do you want to do the Brian Fisher clips? We might
oh, yes.
be able to hear them here.
Do you know who Brian Fisher is?
The name is familiar. Wait a minute. As soon as you tell me the story, I'll probably know.
Brian Fisher is...
He's a jerk off.
He's one of these assholes that has like an internet radio show.
Loser.
And a YouTube channel. Go to our YouTube, youtube.com/crabdiving.
Please.
Don't let anybody on the internet. And he is American Family Association
yeah,
or
people.
One of those. One of those. One of those. We're up
then,
your asshole.
He must be hating on the homos.
Oh, he doesn't like the homos, man.
Absolutely.
Oh, no. Like any of them, they're gonna start spouting out their 10 myths.
Because that's the biggest. That's the biggest.
And all of them are fucking myths. They don't even know what the real like homo
right.
myths are.
What
like,
are
we'll
the
kick
10
your
myths?
Ass if we really feel like
what
it.
Are the 10
There's
myths?
There's only 10.
It's like how we're all pedophiles, and then how we're all like drug addicts, and like we're not fit to raise children, and all this. Like, there, it's like you should look it up. It's like one of those American
worship
family.
Satan.
Yeah, they have like pamphlets on it and stuff.
Right.
Like, it's hysterical. And you read it, and all the research is based on these studies that were done like 20 something years ago or 30 years ago that have all been debunked in like every way possible, but they still cite this shit like it's some kind of reality. It's ridiculous. It makes me laugh when I read it because it's just so absurd. And these people have their sphincter in such a knot over it when they got much bigger problems.
Ironically, and it's their biggest worry. I mean, that's what gets me they're obsessing over.
Something that you don't want anything to do with. You're going to make sure you have everything
right,
to do with it.
Exactly. Then don't get gay married.
Yeah.
if you're not into gay marriage, nobody's going to force
gonna,
you.
I'm not getting gay married.
Yeah, you're not going to throw somebody down on a table and enter them violently.
A table.
Unless that's what the contract is, and you have a safe word.
Let me get out my folding table and set it up.
Right. And why does it have to be gay married anyway? It's like people are just getting married.
Right.
Like they're in love and they're getting married. And they're going to get divorced
marriage,
just like you
right.
fucking straight people. They're
right.
going to do.
Well, government shouldn't be involved
right.
in all that shit. But
it's not procreation, you know. It's all because of procreation.
Yeah.
It's about procreation. You know, so
right.
unless you're procreating, you shouldn't be getting married. So any of the people who can't or don't want to.
Right.
Y'all are defying God and everything that's right with this world, in case you were wondering.
Shut up. I gotta have more kids running around my trailer park.
Right. Don't mess with the sanctity of my third marriage.
Right. Oh, yeah. How many times has Rush Limbaugh been married?
Four, three or four.
That's
that
like
fuck,
that.
Yeah.
Still popping fat ass motherfucker.
Exactly.
God, he found four people that would sleep with him.
So,
think about that. He must be so rich. What's his network?
We don't know they slept with him.
Whoa,
no
come on.
There's no videos.
No, you.
There's no selfies on the internet of Rush Limbaugh.
He's so high. He might not be able to, you know, perform properly.
Lifting that gut up to try to find that
right.
little wiener.
He paid somebody
like
to do
Velcro
that.
Like Velcro ripping that gut, picking that gut up.
That's a good one.
Oh, Brian Fisher. American Family Council, we're up your ass because of Jesus or whatever.
For the children.
American Family Association channel is what it is. Well, this just starts out great and gets better. Brian Fisher in the past has said this.
That I am sexually attracted to males.
Well, that was just a little clip that we dropped of him. Here is what he has to say about, you know, it's the gay. That's his biggest thing.
There's clearly a correlation between lesbianism and obesity, so much of a correlation, unquestioned, that the...
I'm going to pause it right there.
Wait, lesbianism and obesity?
Okay, then I can say there's a direct correlation between Jesus and obesity, because I've seen a whole lot of fat-ass Christians running around, eating fried chicken and fucking having cover dish dinners after church and eating like pigs. Who are you to judge, you fucking...
these people drive me nuts.
Where?
And yes, there are a lot of big lesbians. But
well, there are. And there's
so
some,
what?
There's
but
some,
there's also
fucking
the,
hot,
the one
skinny,
that's married
lesbian.
To Ellen. What's her name? The
Portia
de
Rossi.
Portia de Rossi.
Yeah.
I would fuck her just so that I could rub it in y'all's faces.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you?
Wait, he said there's a connection between obesity and lesbianism.
He's saying it like it's a scientific fact. Well, there's been a proven correlation between lesbianism and...
Who the fuck says lesbianism anyway? That's kind of weird, right?
I'm
into lesbianism.
Is
it makes it... Nobody says...
pussy juice fattening?
Oh, yes. You have no idea.
Apparently it is.
Right.
Is it?
Yes.
Scissoring? Yeah.
It's worse than... It's like...
makes you bloat?
Oh, right. I've got a scissor blow.
Oh, heavy cream.
Watch out for her.
So, okay, here's more Ryan Fisher. Strap in.
There's clearly a correlation between lesbianism and obesity, so much of a correlation, unquestioned, that the federal government is spending $3 million taxpayer dollars, your dollars and mine, to explore this serious, serious health problem among lesbians.
Now, I don't know.
Well,
I haven't verified this fact. But somehow he thinks he found...
Well, that's nice.
...some study that they're spending $3 million on.
But that's nice that the federal government is doing that. The federal government cares about lesbians. They're worried about them being overweight.
Why there's so many fat-ass lesbians
positive.
Out there, allegedly.
And actually, like, okay, then how many tax dollars is he actually talking about that his family-focused bullshit nonprofit is actually paid to he's worrying
churches.
About? Churches!
Churches
ain't paying no taxes.
Yeah.
So what are you talking
dollars.
About? Whose tax dollars are we talking about? It's probably more my tax dollars that we're talking about. And I'm fine with the lesbians trying to figure out why they're fat.
Right. That,
what's
I'd
the
rather,
big fucking deal?
I'd rather that money than
even
go
if
to
it
Exxon.
True, I don't give a shit. Good. Then, you know what? They might be able to parlay that into why his ass is fat.
Right.
If it has something to do with pussy juice, then maybe it has something to do with you too. Unless you're not telling us something.
And here's how Brian Fisher, American Family Association, a parent vaginal scientist or knows about the calorie content.
Oh my God.
Of juices.
What
here's
a idiot.
Brian Fisher wrapping
she
up.
Should be in the head of a campaign.
Oh wait.
Remember this obesity thing is so important to Michelle Obama. She is retooling every school cafeteria lunch menu in the land. They've got to meet her specifications because she is determined to stamp out obesity. Well, I would suggest if Michelle Obama really cares about obesity, she should be out there leading the charge against normalizing lesbianism.
So if you want to make sure those little fat kids put down those Twinkies,
make sure
that you keep their mouths off each other's pussies.
Yeah. And then everybody should be relatively normal size.
Right, that's what she's should focus on.
And you should be leading the charge.
Right.
God, that blows
first
my mind.
First lady, fat lesbians running.
He thinks the solution to obesity is to get rid of the lesbians, right? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, that if she wants to fight, instead of sticking her big black cock of tyranny into our public schools and making our kids eat, you know, not shit.
God.
For once, because some of them, that's the only good fucking meal they get all goddamn day.
Exactly.
Right.
And she's trying to make it nutritious. Heaven
right,
for
right.
A fucking bid. Right.
Right.
Did anybody give Laura Bush shit for literacy? You know, that was her thing, right? She wanted to tackle the illiteracy problem in this country. She wanted people to learn how to fucking read. Nobody gave her shit. Now, Michelle.
Tyranny. How dare you try to make kids read?
But Michelle Obama, how is this not. How is this. This is not apolitical. She wants kids to have more nutrition in their fucking school lunch.
Yeah, and not be eating fried chicken and those rectangle pizzas and all that shit they give. It's
I
like,
used
it's
to have
not good. And like hamburgers and like French fries. It's like,
yeah,
eat a fucking vegetable, kid. It ain't going
to
kill you.
I used to have to mop the oil off of that cheese. off of those that fucking slice of pizza
because
it was so horrible.
That sounds so good, though,
right,
doesn't it? Right
really
now,
good.
Yeah,
really
the
good.
Pizza actually was pretty good. I remember that was the one thing we liked, like on Friday when you got pizza.
If you could find
now they have like big like things to choose from too. When I was a kid, you just went through the line, whatever the hell it was, that's what they put on your tray, and they were like, "Here, kid, eat
shut,
up."
Shut
they
the
let
fuck
us,
up.
You couldn't get
it.
You couldn't get meat. I went to a Catholic school. You
yeah,
couldn't
yes.
get meat on Fridays during
right.
that whatever oh, magic no. period of
yes,
Lent or whatever.
Yeah.
It is.
I forgot.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm Baptist. We eat at everything.
Oh, yes, you do. I was raised Methodist. So we would have locked horns back in the South because when I grew up, the Methodist and the Baptist church,
fairies.
They were always – oh, absolutely. They were always at each other's throats. Not throats, really, but because –
over what?
Well, listen. The Methodists, they to baptize people, they sprinkled you with water, and the Baptists totally submerge. And I guess that makes a difference.
And that is all the reason you need to fucking, like, hate a bitch.
You guys are posers. You're only
yeah.
– you don't want to
sprinklers.
Get – pussies, you don't want to get wet for the Lord.
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Listen, everybody got to – I remember because the Methodists, we get out of church a little earlier, and so we clog up the lines at the El Country Buffet and the Crackle Barrel
right.
and the Denny's.
When I got to Hathaway's Fried Chicken, I had to wait another 15 minutes because there were a bunch of Methodists in line in front of me.
Hathaway's Fried Chicken.
Yeah, it was the best fucking fried chicken. Mama would always send me and my brother there to pick it up, and she would, like, go make the other shit, like green beans and shit, and go with it. But we would – because it fucking fried chicken was good, and so Sunday was Hathaway's. Forever. And we knew the line would get long, so Mama would, as soon as brother was able to drive, we would take an extra car to church so that me and brother could bolt out of there and get to Hathaway's Chicken.
So it was like a family deal, the whole church thing, the whole food thing, the whole...
Yeah, everything yeah. was like all about eating. And then they would do, like, they call them potlucks out here, but we called them covered dish.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, all those old ladies would bring so much food, and it was so delicious. And you would watch these people eat themselves into coma and wonder why they were so
drink.
Fat. And
drink
so,
beer.
No,
no
drinking.
No
drinking.
No, no, no.
Not
I'm
when
sorry.
Not when Jesus is looking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That was at the church still. Once they got home, they started drinking.
Beating their wives. Yeah.
Pat was
it's all
raised,
about appearances.
Yeah. Pat was raised Irish Catholic. They don't have that problem.
Oh, no,
they don't
no.
have a problem
Chicago
with
Baptist, City. You're not supposed to drink, really, if you're a good Southern Baptist person doesn't drink at all. They just all don't. They
oh, that doesn't
all
compute.
Drink and just try not to talk about it at church.
We had kegs at the church socials.
See, then that
the
seems
Catholic.
More like a church I would have probably enjoyed.
Oh, really? Well, maybe. I mean,
the whole boy fucking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, the whole
yeah.
raping
well, that,
thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
That.
That's a real problem.
There's always that.
Details. Like that guy, we had that story yesterday. Well, go to crabdiving.com for past episodes of Crab Nation. We talked about that the guy who's suing... one of these pray the gay away.
Oh yes,
gay therapy things
right.
in Mississippi.
Thing.
Except, you know how this guy, what his unique therapy session consisted of, was fucking the boy.
So he's
and making
fuck
him
the gay out
make
of
him hate men, and that would somehow
make him want
to
go
that's
back.
What, that's how this guy mind fucked these kids. Was that we're gonna fuck the
we're
gay out of you?
We're gonna fuck the gay out of you.
Yeah, I ain't using
that's
lube,
some
so you're gonna hate
up
it.
Shit, right,
right?
there. That is
horrible.
Some, like, what kind of person? Like, even like who? I can't even wrap my brain around what would make somebody come up with that idea. It's like somebody who's just so closeted, just so has been taught their entire life how horrible it is to be a homo, and they're like, all they want is like to stick their dick in every ass that they come across.
Right, right.
And then all of a sudden they have to create these like things where they're like, I got an idea, boys. We're just going to fuck the gay out of these kids, and then that way they won't think we're fucking kids.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Right.
You know, maybe they just needed more different ideas in the old room. You know what I mean? It's just nobody had another plan.
That was it. All right, nobody can come up with anything better. So let's get to fucking.
We got a couple calls
cool.
here on Crab Nation.
Oh, shit, mother truckers.
If we'll be able to hear them, but we'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Caller, you are on Crab Nation Hump Day. I think I know who this is. Who do we have?
Is it me? It's Michael James Benson.
Michael James Benson at MJB Comedy on the Twitter. Very funny comedian based in Los Angeles and all parts, the U.S. and abroad.
Yes, you're talking very fast, Pat. Very, very fast.
I did a lot of meth right before the show.
Okie dokie. I'm glad. Ding, ding. Working out, becoming a better person on the outside. Yeah. All right. But, yeah. It is kind of sad how they actually try and pray the gay and then just, well, you know what you need to touch? You know it's now my Bible by Peter, you old man? That's horrible. That's disgusting. Oh, my gosh. There's so much pain.
Were you brought up real religious?
No, I was not. I was told that there was a Santa Claus, and that's what I believe in. I still believe in Santa Claus. Every single time to my house up in Modesto and gives me plenty of presents, and that's who is really real Santa Claus.
Remember his wife.
Listen, hey, are you driving right now?
No, I'm in my apartment pacing back and forth.
Oh.
Yes. Hey, Benson, you're in your apartment right now. How many pieces of vinyl do you have in there? He collects records.
I have about, I'd say, 1,750 pieces of vinyl, I believe, if I'm looking at it correctly. If I'm looking at my database correctly, yes, I do.
Not
listening
counting
to some Bowie.
Not counting the Gimp suit.
Vinyl.
Yeah, no, no. The Gimp suit isn't made out of vinyl. It's made out of pleather. But I, because I do not like animals being hurt, So it's not made out of leather either.
Wait,
but
there's a difference between vinyl and pleather?
Yes, it's softer. that is true.
Pleather, I would
pleather
think
is
would
softer.
Be softer.
Look, I didn't know that. I always thought it was the same thing. I learned something today.
you're wrong, Brent. If it is Brent, you're wrong. Pleather is better. God,
agreed with you, man. I'm totally agree. I was like, I learned today there's a difference between vinyl and pleather because I always figured they were the same thing, just with like two names that meant the same. What is that, like a synonym?
Right.
Homonym.
Yes, I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch too. You said cinnamon? I love cinnamon. All righty.
What are you up to today, Benton?
I am going to be doing a couple of sets here in town. But right now, I'm just listening to vinyl records. Hey, bringing it back to vinyl records, and relaxing, getting ready for some gigs in Las Vegas this month, and then going to go at the end of the month. I'm going to be doing the Bay Area. I'm doing some stand up in the Bay Area at the end of the month, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, shit, that's awesome!
Yeah.
The groovy, man.
And Cupcake Vagina this month is going to have Dan St. Germain and Annie Letterman, September 23rd. So there's that. But things are going really well. I just wanted to hear your sweet tones, voice tones, and
Cool. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Benson. It's always good to hear from you, and I am glad you're not driving right now.
No. I'm just, not driving. That's what I said. I didn't lie. Have a wonderful evening, guys. Yeah.
Thanks,
I will
Ben.
See you all very soon.
Thank
you,
good,
guys.
Man. Take care, man.
Bye.
Michael James Benson. Follow him on the Twitter machine at MJB Comedy. For his unique kind of MJB comedy.
That's right.
It is.
Michael James Benson. I don't think we play the last Brian Fisher clip?
I don't know.
Here it is. We were flying along talking about Brian Fisher.
Oh, yeah, and his, like, how the
right.
fat lesbians
maybe
are
I did play this last
time.
She should be in the head of a campaign to convince women not to get in to lesbianism. Her slogan ought to be fight obesity, go straight.
Fight obesity, go straight.
There's got to be better ones.
Lesbianism.
Right.
How are you going to raise money for that?
Lose fat, no fish?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
but they tell you fish is good for you, so what are they to do?
Right.
I don't know. God, he sounds so weird when he talks. He's got that weird cadence.
Brian Fisher.
He goes up at the end of every line.
Yeah.
He's trying to sound like a southern preacher or something. Like, I always want to trail everything up.
Oh, my God.
That I am sexually attracted to males.
That's from a clip.
Yeah, it's a clip. He was talking about gay sex and how people think about it. And then he actually said, I am sexually attracted to males. And we isolated
right,
that.
Right.
Just like you could do with me when I just said
See,
that.
And that's what it goes. He is like, it's that he who doth protest too much bullshit against.
Oh, right.
Like, he's
Absolutely.
Got some deep-seated homo up in there that he has like been sitting on and like packing away somewhere up in
there.
Yeah,
and they're obsessed with. Like that whole Michael Sam thing, who, by the way, is now got picked
up. Going to be a cowboy.
Dallas, by the practice, is going to be on the practice squad, at least, and stuff like that. But that shit with ESPN and everybody on the right, they're so obsessed with what goes on. Like, did you hear the report?
Yeah, if you were so appalled by it, then why are you so damn interested in what we're
right,
up to?
Right.
How does Michael Sam shower?
Right, that was the big news story.
How embarrassing.
Showering by himself? Did he glance? Did other people glance at him?
Contrary to popular belief, most homos don't really give two shits about everybody around them. Everybody, like, all these people just have this, like, false sense of grandeur. Like, everybody wants to look at their dick. I don't want to look at your fucking dick, fat ass. So you're safe. Trust me. If I was going to go for something, it was going to look like John Stamos, not you.
Wait, John Stamos.
Yeah, I'm going to have a crush on him.
You don't think Brian Fisher is an attractive man, an older gentleman, white hair?
Is John Stamos the hottest person right now in America?
I don't know. I don't know if you'd say in America, but for whatever reason, for a long time, I just had a crush on John Stamos.
Did you follow him when he was with the Beach Boys playing drums for them?
Not really.
Yeah,
it wasn't that deep-seated. Just when he came on something, I'd be like,
John Stamos.
I'd tap that.
It wasn't that deep-seated. I saw John Stamos at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium where the Braves used to play. I saw him with the Beach Boys live. He was great.
But he has to be a decent drummer if he's playing with the Beach Boys, right?
Right. Didn't he have a hit song years and years ago?
Stamos?
Yeah, I think he
did try
to be a rock star for a minute.
Oh, God.
I think or are we getting him mixed up with Rick
Springfield?
Is that like
his Rick Springfield moment?
No. John Stamos is on Broadway. He's on Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
He did
like how to do business without trying whatever something to succeed in business, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
He didn't do Joseph's Technicolor.
No.
No, that was
Dreamcoat, did he?
Donny Osmond.
Boy, I tell you right now, if I was John Stamos listening to this show, and I was like, I just got mixed up with – somebody mistook me for Donny Osmond.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
You rethink your career, maybe?
John
Travolta.
I would jump off a building.
We should take a quick break here, our second break here on Crab Nation. Hump Day. Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter. Tweet us during the show if you'd like, at Crab Diving. Give us a call, 855-862-7234, 855-VOC-RADIO.
Yay.
Toll-free-idness-osity of it is brought to us courtesy of netcarrier.com. Go to netcarrier.com for all your communicative.
It's a cloud. It's a cloud that
needs.
If you put your naked pictures in,
your titties wouldn't be on TMZ right now if you were on the net cloud.
That's
the
true.
Data carrier on the internet.
You'd be
network.
Safe.
We're going to be back
listen
in a couple
of Jennifer Lawrence.
Everybody, sure. She's firing up Crab Nation. We're going to be back in a couple minutes. However you like to self-medicate, fire that shit up, everybody.
Yay.
We'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes. Don't go away. More Crab Nation after the break.
Go fuck yourself.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
This is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it folded down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pop the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Move them out.
let them roll from sea to shining sea. Bow, can bow. What do you do when the mountain is there? How do you answer the challenging day?
And we are back live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California on the VOC Nation. Worldwide on the VOCNation.com on a hump day. Joining us here in the studio, the very funny Mr. Brent Paris.
What's up? Welcome back. I didn't know what I was going to say.
He traveled here via L.A. Mass Transit.
I did, and I made it in one piece.
Kudos. That's awesome. Like, that blows people's mind out here when I tell them. I'm an expert on the fucking bus and training. When I tell people I take that, their brain melts.
I drink too much to drive everywhere.
Oh, yeah. How much is a DUI out here?
A lot. Trust me, a lot. And the second one is a lot more than the first one.
You know, we don't...
Trust me, and my experience is 10-plus years ago, and it was a lot of money. Now it's worse. They throw your ass in jail. They, like, take all your money, and then you're screwed forever because then your insurance is just jacked.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like the $1.75 ride on the train or the bus is a whole lot better than.
Oh, shit.
That shit's fucked up.
I mean, it's real. Yeah.
And all the classes you have to down your time. They make you go take school and you have to go to AA meetings. And then you feel bad at the AA meetings because you're not there because you like are an alcoholic, or you might be, but you're not acknowledging it. You're just like sitting there, like waiting for it to end.
God.
I was smart, though. I found one that didn't pay attention, and I would just roll in at the end, get my card signed, and all out.
Nice. American justice system.
Oh, my God. I mean, too, you know, you can take Uber and a Lyft and all kinds of other things. It's
Except
so
for,
cheap.
I think I'm switching to Lyft. Uber's doing some unsavory shit out there right now.
They're reserving Lyfts and then canceling them.
Yeah, and
then
cancel. They're doing some guerrilla tactic bullshit that I kind of find a little bit, like, uncool. So now I usually was, like, singing Uber's praises, but I might switch to Lyft for a while they're being assholes.
Isn't Lyft cheaper, a little cheaper, no?
That's the thing. They're pretty comparable, I think, if you do the Uber X, where it's, like, the cheap rides. But yeah. Uber has, like, the degrees. Lyft is just people going to show up in their Prius or their Kia
right.
or whatever the fuck. But Uber, you can request fancier cars if you want them, but they cost a bunch more.
Right. Okay, well, I drive, but I don't know. My 1991 Camry, I don't know if it qualifies.
I think it might not.
No,
I don't have enough doors.
Oh, yeah. Really? You have to have four doors?
Yeah, you got to have four doors. My car ain't got no back seat, that Mustang.
You got a sweet ride, though. He's got a Mustang. Brent has a Stang.
I have a Stang. Except I scratched the side of it. I'm so upset.
Uh-oh.
I backed into a pole.
Oh, shit.
One of those stucky kind of poles that had, like, them bumps all over it. And just, like,
sucks.
Oh man!
Even if you can't do shit, I gotta take it somewhere. I don't want to. Let's change the subject.
Take it somewhere around here. There's a bunch of like off the books auto body shops in this neighborhood.
Oh,
it costs you like $20.
Here, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll go do that because I want to trade it in soon. Anyway, the gas mileage is fucking shit.
Oh, and that big old Mustang.
Yeah. Like it's fine on the highway, but driving around town, it's like I just got gas. Damn.
I was seeing, well, you can get an electric car now for $30,000. I mean, that's a lot of money, but surely it'll get cheaper.
I think
Tesla's coming out with like an $18,000 model or
right.
something like that. I
and
mean,
affordable.
To see what it's
yeah.
like. Tesla's going to fuck some bitches up if they don't pay attention.
That's, you know, it's funny you say that. That's their slogan.
Tesla's going to fuck some bitches up.
Ford had quality is job one. Right. Tesla's gonna fuck some bitches up.
They are.
I was just looking at. I was reading the Brian Fisher shit that we had from rightwingwatch.org.
Yeah.
We usually
gross.
What's one of the websites we go to?
Right.
It's a great website that drags a lot of these right wing idiots out into the light. But one of the other headlines I saw was, you know, they have that website Barbed Wire or whatever. It's
oh, that's
right-wing
that movie.
Jesus.
No.
It's
that's
not the titty movie.
It's a movie
Jane
with Pam
Fonda.
Anderson.
As far as I'm concerned, it's a movie with Pam Anderson. She kills a chick with a stiletto heel right at the beginning after a strip tease. That is good cinema.
Did you watch The Girl Most Likely To?
Yes. No, but I'm looking for it online. Did you see that Joan Rivers was one of the
no.
who wrote it?
That's amazing. Still alive.
Still alive. She's out of intensive care, man.
Still alive, yeah.
I saw the article.
Right.
Joan's like, she's like...
Battling on.
She's a
she
badass.
Through.
She's a badass.
I hope she does.
I wish I had audio of. I don't, but one of these right-wing nut jobs, Lee Digon or Digon of Barbed Wire, just coined a term that I just thought was really funny.
Man.
You know how we talk about, you know, big agriculture or big oil or big,
yes.
Well, his worry is big sodomy.
Come on. Is there any other
Christians
kind?
Should
go big or go home.
Christians should fear the insatiable and unappeasable wrath of big sodomy.
Insatiable.
Capitalized.
But is it only homo sodomy we're talking about?
Because
I understand from a lot of my girlfriends, there's a lot of boyfriends / husbands out there trying to do some sodomizing of their own.
Right.
Yeah. If we're going to get down to it. They say they slipped, but I ain't so sure about it. You know?
Truck stop,
the girls
on the highway,
a different
kind of deal.
Story.
Yeah.
So it's like, whose sodomy are we talking about? Is it everybody, or are we now, it's just the...
It's big sodomy, Brent.
Lee
got what we were talking
yeah.
about.
Lee says the homosexual movement is insatiable and unappeasable, like a fire. It won't stop after consuming half the log.
Well,
you got to take the whole log. I mean, if you're going to take the whole log.
Problem. If he's going to talk about big sodomy, you see to do all log or none.
Now, listen to this. He says it'll go on and on.
Go big or go home.
It'll go on and on until either someone puts it out or all its fuel is consumed and there's nothing left to burn.
Where is this guy from? Who's this fucking guy?
I don't fucking know. Lee Guigan of Barbed Wire.
Lee Guigan.
I feel bad.
That you should. Christians need to refuse outright to obey wicked officials in the thrall to big sodomy.
How many times am I supposed to refuse?
Three times.
So the fourth time I can go to town.
Right.
Ask me a fourth time, please.
Beetlejuice.
Right.
This guy is a fucking dullard.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's a little bit what's going on there.
The log. Don't burn the whole. What the fuck is he even talking about?
I want to play
burning
the
log.
Don't know. It's just they just talk, and then they think if they like throw these words and phrases, they're just itching for a catchphrase. And if they're like, if like burning the log catches on, he's like, yeah, I came up with that. You know, it's like, like he feels like he like came up with like whatever. Like they just want glory. They just want to
yeah.
listen to him.
I want that burning log inside of me. No, wait a minute.
Right. I want that. Put your burning log out inside of me.
Put out the fire
until you are empty or whatever. What did he say? Until the fire is out.
Watch out, so.
Empty.
Yeah,
these
watch
guys,
out for big sodomy, everybody.
These guys have a really fucked up idea of sodomy. I mean,
yeah.
There's no...
Maybe it's a gay rapper.
Listen, I am not...
Watch out for big sodomy.
Oh, big sodomy is a good one.
Yo.
Listen, I mean, I don't know.
Coming for your starfish.
I'm not Dr. Ruth or anything, but sodomy doesn't include any fire.
Unless you're doing it right.
Unless you're doing it right.
Yeah, oh, yes.
We got a few minutes left here on Crab Nation special edition with Brent Paris sitting in joining us.
Right.
I'd like to play this clip really quick. This we teased a little bit in the first segment about if you're on Fox News, you're a Fox News watcher.
Yes.
And you're wondering what's going on the world on the other side of the planet.
I'm stupid.
Somebody try to explain to me what is happening. With all these towel heads, I mean, with all these people in the Midwest,
Fuck you, hippie.
Why are they killing each other? What's up with ISIS? How soon are they going to come for me?
What's up with ISIS? That's the best sitcom name I've ever heard.
So who would be, what, your foreign policy segment, who are you going to go to? Who are you going to have on to answer those burning questions?
Oh, shit.
I'm not even going to play a lot.
Oh, I know who this is. Shut the fuck up.
I'm not even going to play a lot of it.
I don't know who it is.
But listen to Sean Hannity announcing the really knowledgeable guest of foreign affairs.
Welcome back to Hannity. New video surfaced earlier today showing the brutal execution of captured American journalist Stephen Sotloff by ISIS terrorists. Now, this comes just 2 weeks after the radical Islamic group posted a similar video documenting the beheading of journalist James Foley. So, how should America deal with the simultaneous rise of radical Islam around the globe and a rising tide of anti-Semitism and anti-Christian? behavior as we saw convert or die in Mosul. Joining me now, the patriarch of Duck Dynasty, the author of the brand new book, Unfiltered, The Way I See It.
Noted homo hater.
Right here, the one and only Phil Robertson. How are you, my friend?
Doing good.
Good to see you. Welcome aboard.
Good to see you, man.
You don't leave home without it. You brought your Bible with you.
I never leave home without my Bible and my woman, Hannity. That's good advice for you.
Is that good advice? I'm never allowed to go out alone?
So, listen, if you want to know what's happening in the Mideast,
right,
you're going to call Duck Cunting Dynasty Fuckwad Phil Robertson.
I'm about to say something that makes
me sound. He is an aficionado on everything America.
Right.
Do you not know this?
Exactly.
He says, welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard. He's like, you never want to travel without your woman.
Never. I never want to travel.
Without
I don't want
my Bible and my woman.
I don't want to have to jerk off when I'm on the road because that's Jesus don't like that.
God.
So that's who Fox News is going to.
Phil Robertson.
Yeah. For foreign affairs.
By the way, you can go to any Walmart in America and buy a Phil Robertson beach towel.
Right.
And then wipe your ass with it.
Oh, yes.
Well, we got to wrap it up. This was a lot of fun. It went really fast here. Thanks. So much, Brent Paris, for sitting in with us.
This was a lot of fun, y'all. Thanks for having me.
Follow the very funny Brent Paris on the Twitter at Brent Paris. It's like the city in France with two R's.
That's right.
Makes it fancy, y'all.
Makes it fancy.
Don't right, Mother Trucker.
Forget to follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. Facebook.com/Crab Diving. Ryan Pfeiffer going to be doing some comedy soon somewhere.
Yes, at Ventura at the Glory Hole show.
This is comedy?
Yeah. Shut up.
They're picking up some extra money.
Oh, whatever.
Go to at Rated R Comedy.
Right. Follow very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Also Vile.
And everything and anything about us available at crabdiving.com. Thanks, everybody. Back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat fucking channel.
Yay.
Take care.
All right, Tom.
This has been Crab Nation. Did you get your itch scratched? If you want more of the craft, download the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes or crabdiving.com. Catch the crabs on Twitter at Crab Diving and on Facebook at facebook.com/crabdiving. Thanks for listening.